You're listening to the audio production of Why Cope When You Can Heal, How Healthcare Heroes of COVID-19 Can Recover from PTSD, by Mark Golston, MD, and Diana Hindle, PharmD, published by Harper Horizon, and read by Dave Walton.
Foreword. When I was asked to write the foreword to Mark Golston and Diana Hindle's Why Cope When You Can Heal, I was very excited for many reasons. I still am. First of all, doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals are battered and bruised right now. They desperately need a way to process the extreme COVID-related trauma they are experiencing. The fact that leaders can hand them this book, with all of its powerful tools and tactics for healing, is a real gift. But also, I'm excited because I feel the subject of this book shows how far we have come as an industry. Almost 20 years ago, I wrote a book called Hardwiring Excellence. I'm grateful to say that since then, it's sold more than 1.5 million copies and is a staple in healthcare libraries. But at the time, nobody wanted to publish it. Why? Because it was considered too soft. It was one of the first healthcare books that talked about the employee engagement, its connection to the patient experience, and the fact that both are linked to clinical outcomes. Healthcare has always been a complex industry. That was certainly true back when I wrote Hardwiring Excellence. Leaders were under huge pressure and struggling with complicated issues like payer mix, patient access, and rapidly rising costs. They were pulled in many different directions, and while they cared deeply about employees and patients, just as much as they do now, there were a lot of distractions. With everything competing for their attention, it's understandable that employee engagement and patient experience weren't always top of mind. Of course, once leaders realized the importance of these so-called soft skills and attitudes, they quickly refocused. I'm happy to say that over the past couple of decades, the healthcare industry has made huge strides in these areas. Patient experience is now one of the most important metrics inside hospitals, and good leaders are realizing that employee engagement is key to clinical outcomes. In short, we now realize that passion, purpose, and a sense of worthwhile work is really what drives results and organization performance. Even now, though, leaders can sometimes get pulled away from focusing on the soft stuff. In times of great crisis.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?